This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. President Draupadi Murmu has said that a developed India can be built only on strength of self-reliant, self-esteemed, independent and the empowered women. Addressing a day-long conference in the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi yesterday to mark the International Women's Day, and the president stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world. President Draupadi Murmu described this provision of this reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhyanam as a historic step towards political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups from Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat yesterday. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi assured that the government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. He emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development and the government is placing utmost importance on dignity and well-being of women in every step.
Nari ka samman, yahi samaj aur desh ke vikas ki पहली सीढ़ी होती है. इसलिए विकसित भारत बनाने के लिए, भारत के तेज विकास के लिए आज भारत विमेन लेड डेवलपमेंट की राह पर चल पड़ा. हमारी सरकार महिलाओं के जीवन में सम्मान और सुविधा दोनों को सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता देती है.
The Delhi government has approved the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees to the poor woman. The Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta made the announcement during the press conference in National Capital yesterday. She said on the occasion of the International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of the Delhi government was held with the scheme was approved. In Punjab, six factory workers were trapped under the debris after the roof of factory collapsed in Ludhiana last evening. A large-scale rescue operation is currently underway to extract them. The Ludhiana Deputy Commissioner Jitendra Jorwal informed that multiple agencies, including two teams from the National Disaster Response Force, as well as the local police, the health officials and the fire and factories departments and the municipal corporations are involved with this rescue efforts. The State Revenue Minister Hardeep Singh Mundian is also overseeing this operation. The Ministry of Labour and Employment has urged the platform workers to register themselves at eShram portal for the formal recognition to access the benefits of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. The ABPMJ health scheme provides the coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization across more than 31,000 public and private impaneled hospitals in the country. India has significantly reduced its average applied tariffs for key developed countries such as Australia, the UAE, the Switzerland, the Norway under the recent concluded mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements. Sources indicate that the similar negotiations are currently underway with the European Union and the United Kingdom, among other partners. They added that the ongoing discussions with the United States should be viewed in this context. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, has said that India looks at the world confidently and wants to deal more in terms of promoting trade, mobility, investment, tourism and student engagements. Dr. Jaishankar said that during this interaction with the Indian community, the business leaders in Manchester, UK yesterday. Dubai is set to host the ICC Men's Champions Trophy between India and New Zealand today, with the two esteemed umpires from the Emirates ICC Elite Panel, Paul Rifle and Richard Illingworth, officiating the match. In the Women's Premier League, WPL, UP Warriors defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 12 runs in a Kanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Chasing a target of 226 runs, RCB were bowled out for 213 in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.